The way we consume and share news today, it is largely rooted in social media outlets, a reason why it's crucial to look at what's being discussed online. From the hottest issues to trends for our daily social media minute, we're joined by Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh no, you're having one of those
mornings. No, it's just early in the morning.
It's funny because I like stumbled through so many sentences first thing in the morning, and I thought, Friday, shouldn't I feel better that it's Friday? But anyway, it was a long week. Thanks for joining us, Erica. Let's get started.
Sure.
Now, when it comes to weather peculiarities, I suppose now the new norm is expect abnormalities. But the problem is when there are festivals centered around cherry blossoms and when it blooms, it becomes a big problem. So the unexpected cold snap this week is putting these cherry blossom festivals plans up in the air.
That's right. By this time in Jinhae, which is one of the more, well-known and popular destinations to see cherry blossoms here in South Korea, you know, usually by this time, the area transforms into a cherry blossom paradise. However, this year, out of countless cherry trees lining the 800-meter-long railway at Gyeonghwa Station, you can actually count the number of trees that have actually have flowers on one hand. Most are still pretty much skeletons of branches. The buds are still closed, and where you can actually find blossoms, very few. People were all over them, you know, saying this is literally the only photo op. Tourists rolled up in 45-seater buses from China. They ended up taking selfies in front of the cherry blossom-themed train because actual cherry blossoms were in short supply.
That's a little disheartening, right?
Yep.
You take a tour bus, there's a certain image that you expect.
Yep.
None of it is there. I'm just trying to picture people like getting up close and personal with like the one cherry blossom that bloomed. It would just look like a photography class. Students, come here, take a close up of this. And it's not just limited to Changwon. Across the country, cherry blossom festivals had hit a snag due to the unexpected cold snap.
That's right. You know, cities had actually moved the festival dates up. They were betting on early blooms. But then the temperatures suddenly dipped, and now everyone is waiting on the flowers. Changwon, for example, had scheduled its own festival from today to April 1st. But as of yesterday, just 5% of Jinhae's 360,000 cherry trees had shown any sort of color. Not to mention the three cherry trees by Yeojwacheon, Romance Bridge, which are the city's bloom barometers, have not even bloomed yet. And last year, they bloomed on March 21st, which was yesterday this year.
Okay, so they look at stats to make these predictions, which is what any smart festival organizers would do. And this year, they're off by a long shot.
Right. That's right. The city is blaming the chilly spring temperatures. According to Busan's weather agency, Changwon has been recording an average of 7.5 degrees Celsius from March 1st to the 20th, which is a good 2 degrees chillier than last year's 9.9 degrees Celsius. Mm. Now, even the sunshine hours have dipped slightly compared to last year. City folks are betting on a full bloom by next weekend, actually, not this weekend. Mm. Yeah.
All right. How about over down in Jeju? I mean, they're supposed to see some of the first blooms. That's another barometer, isn't it?
That's right. The southernmost island of Jeju-do, it's the same story, actually.
Oh, boy.
Cherry blossoms are playing hard to get this year. The island has two major cherry blossom festivals lined up. But the recent cool spell down there as well means the trees might not put on their annual spectacle until a week later than usual. Over in Hadong County in Gyeongsangnam, the province, it's all hands on deck for the Hwage Market Cherry Blossom Festival. I mean, the county is decked out with lights along the famed 10-mile cherry blossom road, but so far, the cherry blossoms aren't showing their faces. On the East Coast in Gangneung City, it's had to push back its own Cherry Blossom Festival to the end of the month, actually, because the city got snow this year instead of flowers.
And it wasn't just like a little bit of snow.
A lot of snow.
It poured down at the start of the week. So the flowers are thinking, yeah, it's not my time yet. Hard to get. All right. We'll wait. We'll wait a little bit longer. As for the climate crisis, it's sending us blaring red flags. All right, on to our second story this morning. A postal worker apparently got suspended sentence for discarding over 16,000 pieces of mail. So many questions, like why would we be inclined to do this, and how did he, choose which mails to discard, things like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Do you think he actually went through the mail to decide which ones to chuck and which ones to deliver? I have no idea. But this former postal worker in his 30s has received a suspended sentence for basically throwing away more than 16,000 pieces of mail. Why? Which is a good question. His workload increased by a lot during COVID-19 when his colleagues were quarantined. They couldn't work for weeks, and it wasn't just one colleague that got sick at the time. Now, legal sources reported that the Seoul Southern District Court sentenced the 37-year-old man to 6 months in prison with a 2-year suspended sentence for violating the Postal Act. The mail that he discarded during this period from January 2021 to September 2022 included notices, bills, periodicals, mail in nearby parking lots. Just basically dump them,
Okay, so I think that answers a few of my questions. Why is he was overworked? Obviously, that doesn't justify his
Way overworked.
actions, but he was overworked and he was frustrated. And two, he probably didn't have a sorting method. He just got really upset and dunked it or somewhere, at least at a nearby parking lot. I mean, that's not even like going the far distance to be like secretive or devious. He's just very tired.
I'm guessing he didn't even have time to be devious or go to discreet locations to dump these mail. He told the judge that he was extremely stressed out during this time from the heavy workload. Anyways, under the current Postal Act, anyone involved in postal or letter delivery services who opens, damages, or conceals mail or letters without a valid reason can be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison or fined up to 50 million won. And after the post office discovered what he had done, he was fired from his job.
It's literally not doing his job. It's worse because some of those letters need to be delivered. Actually, most of it might be
Absolutely.
delivered in a timely fashion,
That's right.
right?
That's right.
Okay, so the law has spoken. The man has lost his job, but we don't have to be mean-spirited about, why did this do this? Because I saw some nasty comments online, and that's besides the point. The law has spoken louder. All right, let's move on to our final buzzword this morning. Now, can you right a wrong years from the crime? And the short answer is yes. I suppose it depends, but in this man's case, absolutely. This man paid for apparently the books he stole years ago by leaving an envelope full of cash.
So years ago, he was a teenager, a student,
Okay.
and he would frequent Kyobo Bookstore, which is the largest bookstore here in Korea. He went there initially to buy books for his love of books, but then he ended up stealing a few books here and a few stationery there. And now the man is in his 30s. He's a father. And he felt guilty for what he did, all those years ago. So he left 1 million won. He placed the cash in an envelope. 1 million won is roughly $750. He left it at the bookstore, and he just walked away. This act of restitution, it came to light when somebody discovered this envelope. It was placed in a lost and found box or something like that. People are like, okay, what is this? And nobody really paid much attention to it. And then somebody later decided to open it. And what did it reveal? A lot of cash and a handwritten letter inside.
And so we're talking about it first thing in the morning because
Yeah.
it just feels like loose ends tied, like tied real tight. What did the letter actually say?
So it's like a range of emotions in the letter. And he mentioned how he loves walking into the bookstore, the familiar scent of books. And but now, instead of being comforted by the smell of books, he feels guilty. And he says that he's messed up a lot in the course of his life. And while he can't fix everything, he's determined to own up and make amends where he can. And he sort of like dives into his story, how, his visits to the bookstore turned into a series of like sticky finger moments with books and stationery. He actually got caught at the when he was a teenager, and his dad ended up paying the bill for his, mini crime spree. And he said that he had wanted to lay it all out for his family, but he said while his family might understand his mistakes, the shame of explaining how he has tried to set things right would be a bit unbearable for him. So
Okay.
says, I know it's a bit late, but if you could accept this payment for the books with kindness, I'll be eternally grateful. And he doesn't stop there. He promised that in the same way he owes a lot to the bookstore, he plans to live his life spreading kindness, generosity, and forgiveness.
And I wonder how Kyobo reacted because I mean this is kind of a moment, right? I mean just to be play a devil's advocate, the man could have gone silent. I mean, he didn't get caught for all the other petty thefts, but years later, he felt this immense guilt. And I've got to say, the way he opens up the letter is incredibly poetic. He loves the scent of these new books, and instead of feeling comfort and joy, he felt guilt. And he goes on to say he wants to right his wrong. Now, how did Kyobo respond?
They responded that, owning up to one's mistake and, feeling guilty about it and talking about it is in itself really difficult. And most people would just, forget about it. Or they would just say, oh, something bad I did when I was a kid.
Young.
But he owned up to his mistakes, and he actually came and physically left this envelope with the letter. They said it was a commendable thing to do, basically. And there's a beautiful twist to the story, actually. The bookstore is going to match the man's generosity, and they're going to donate a total of 2 million won to save the children. And this gesture is a nod to their founder, Shin Yong-ho, is known for his unique approach, which is number one, treat every customer with kindness, no matter their age. Number two, let the readers linger without hassle. Number three, don't judge those who browse without buying. Number four, allow note-taking from books without interfering them. And finally, if anyone ever steals, talk to them gently and privately, never with shame.
Man.
Isn't that so beautiful?
Yeah, I don't know why that, cuts deep for me,
Yeah.
but that's something incredible. A great way to end the week for a social media minute. Thank you so much, Erica. Have a great
Pleasure.
weekend. If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.